Welcome to Chamber Connections, a weekly look at what's going on with the Morehead Round County Chamber of Commerce and Area Economic Development, airing here on WIVY 96.3 FM and WKCA 97.7 FM and streaming on WIVYradio.com and WKCAradio.com. We feature new businesses, old businesses, and events and activities in the region. And now, here's your host for Chamber Connections, the President and CEO of the Morehead Round County Chamber of Commerce, Jason Sloan.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Chamber Connections. This past weekend, Morehead and Round County saw a lot of activity as we hosted the Morehead State University Gala on Saturday night at the Adrian Doran University Center. And on Friday and Saturday, Morehead Round County Tourism hosted their annual Kentucky Proud Expo, both events bringing hundreds of folks into Morehead and Round County. Probably the biggest news coming out of last week and into the weekend was the announced partnership on Friday between St. Clair Healthcare and UK Healthcare. St. Clair has grown tremendously over the past 60 years, and partnership with the University of Kentucky will allow that vision to expand access to high-quality health care to rural Northeast Kentucky, investing more than $300 million. We look forward to that partnership and how we can help both UK and St. Clair continue to trudge forward into the future and to be able to continue growing that partnership. As spring weather continues to accelerate, so do the outdoor activities for the month of May. On May 18th, the Morehead Young Professionals Association will host their third annual Wag Wolf Walk 5K. This event is a fundraising event for the young professionals in the Chamber of Commerce, with all proceeds going to STAR, Saving the Animals of Round County, to further their mission and work. Also on May 18th, Round County Christmas will be hosting their first annual pickleball tournament sponsored by the Porter Group Insurance, to be held at Round County Senior High School, raising funds for their annual holiday giving to support those less fortunate in Round County. We will be back after this short commercial break with today's guests, Leanne Lambert and Carrie Brown, owners of the Blushing Bride. Stay tuned.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Welcome back on today's Chamber Connections. Our guest today is Ms. Carrie Brown and Leanne Lambert, owner of the Blushing Bride. Good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. We're so glad to be here.
We see you on social media all the time, but I don't know if all of our listeners out there know all there is about the Blushing Bride. So we want to have a conversation and learn a little bit more today. So tell us a little bit more about Blushing Bride.
Well, Jason, we are a group of women that like to go out and make other women feel empowered and beautiful on their greatest day, which is their wedding day.
Good morning. Carrie and I have started probably over 20 years ago doing hair together, weddings. And I sold my salon in 2021, and during COVID we had started talking about doing weddings together. We'd always done them together, but like actually forming a company. And so we kind of, that plan quickly went into place after COVID.
What are some of the services that you do with the Blushing Bride? I know you focus a lot on weddings and the bride themselves, but what are some of the things that you do to try to help with that special day?
Well, we really deal with the brides one-on-one and ask them what they want for their special day. We sit down, create a plan. We have makeup artists. We create their own special look for their style and pick exactly the creative look that they want for their special day. We base it on their flowers, their colors, their unique style of their chic wedding look, their glam, any details that they want, and we really create the look of the bridal for that day. So we do, they come to Morehead and actually do their bridal look preview, and we practice and we love it. So we have lots of artists in Morehead that come together to create their day.
So this is a very customized approach to a lot of services. So no two brides are identical in this. You basically are listening to what the customer is really wanting at that point, or the bride, I should say, and you are building a plan that's custom suited for her event. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We start talking with the brides. They inquire about our services, and talking with them and seeing what they want, then we kind of know which artists that we have that are specifically better at what that bride particularly wants, and that's how we pair them together.
So is this a service that's just solely for Morehead and the surrounding area, or do you all focus on a wider net?
We actually have brides that come from different states. They love to travel back to Kentucky, whether it's for the area. Red River Gorge is a great location for brides to get married because of the beautiful area. October is a great time of year for the leaf change and cabin rentals for families to come in and gather. A lot of people from Lexington that have met there at UK, same as Morehead State University here, travel back to Morehead to get married. We've traveled to Louisville, all over Kentucky actually. We go different places on the weekends. We have four weddings a weekend. We all travel different areas. We love it. Really, we like to just venture out and see. So we deal with the brides from different states, and we sometimes do virtual previews with them. We don't even get hands-on with them and see their extensions and say yes or no to them. Makeup, we say lean in, let's see your eye color, and we'll match you up. And we've got the perfect person for your picture inspos, and we're going to send them out, and we base it on trust. We just create such a connection with our brides that it feels like family by the time we get there. We jump in the car, get to the location, and that day we just feel like part of the great creation that we get to partake in.
You know, one of the other things I noticed last week while out on Main Street visiting with a couple of other merchants is that I noticed that we have a new storefront located on Main Street, 164 East Main Street. If you haven't noticed, it's located right beside the Primrose Boutique. But amazing window frontage, a lot of good marketing going on there. So tell us about opening a new location on Main Street.
We were so excited for that to come available. And we wanted, as soon as we knew we were going to be on Main Street, we wanted this window. So it's like a magazine cover, and we're going to put our bride's picture in the middle of it, change the bride every couple months. Yeah, so it's really fun. Commercial Signs did a wonderful job. It's hard to read our mind, but he did.
We also have had this idea of a small location that we could have all the talented artists that we have for makeup and hair to have one localized spot that we can all bring together their talent to have all the brides meet at and be able to do our previews. And we have so much fun this day, different brides, the mothers of the brides, the friends of the brides coming in, and they kind of all, the energy level is just so up there, and we're all working as a team together, feeding off each other, and in this small location, it just, that day just feels so great. And so that's what this is about, is the trial runs and the brides coming in and just feeling the energy that day, and all of our artists from all around here in Morehead that we all come together. We empower the women, and that day just feels so great. So we're really glad to be right on Main Street and can fill that little spot and make it happy.
And Kentucky has become a destination for brides that aren't even from Kentucky. We've had brides from Pennsylvania, New Mexico, Texas, Florida that don't have a connection with Kentucky, but they come here to get married. So we love them, like, being able to be on downtown Main Street. You know, like, they come in, they don't know anything about it, and we can point them in directions. Like, they can go with the great entertainment district. They can step over to Primrose, get a glass of wine, come back, get their hair done, coffee at the Duck across the road, you know, like, Sawstone or down to Coper's. Like, there's just so many choices, and they're asking, like, and they can just walk to them. And like they want to know where to have lunch, and we can just point them in the right directions, and they get to explore a little bit of our downtown.
So one of the things you just said that intrigued me a little bit is the distance that someone is willing to travel to make Kentucky a destination spot. You know, Morehead and Round County, you know, we have so much to offer here. Cave Run Lake, the lush green forest, just being able to have that backdrop and now to have all of what we have going on Main Street and your new addition located at 164 East Main. When you started this adventure, did you ever dream that it would get to this size or be this important of a destination spot to you?
Not at all, Jason. When I was literally sitting out back during COVID, calling Leanne at night, thinking, where's our business going to go during this downtime? And the love that we shared for weddings, and weddings will ever be the same, you know, after COVID was ending, because would groups of people be able to come together again and celebrate moments like this? And whenever COVID ended and people were able to gather again and the industry started taking off again, weddings were like starting to boom, and we kind of started collaborating some, and we're like, let's do this. Let's start, you know, working together. And then some of our girls and building a team started working, and we all meshed together and it started working out well. And I tell you, a year ago today, we never could dream of being where we are right now. And the phone calls and the just inquiries that we get, like, is unbelievable. And having to turn down is just horrible, because we want to make everyone a yes, and we want to be there. We wish we had more girls that we could say yes to everything. But I don't know, just our love and our passion for it, I guess, is what has made us so able to strive in this industry right now. I think that really shows that we care about our brides. Like, we want them to have the best day of their life. Really, we put all the thought that we can behind making their day, that picture that they get of themselves and seeing themselves in the mirror when they turn around is really all that we care about that day. And seeing, like, just the light in their eyes when they look at themselves, like, we want to get teared up with them. Honestly, like, when they see themselves, if they don't get that look, we're not proud of ourselves. Like, when we put that veil on them, we are proud of ourselves if they have that look in their eye. So that's what we strive for. And we're really just, the whole team is like that. And we leave the weddings that day just like with a smile on our face and just like aha moment. So that's just a good feeling to have. And if we don't have that every Saturday or even Sundays, and now through the weekdays, people are getting married, then we just don't feel like we've done our job. So we strive for that every single day, every wedding.
And once we got started, I'm so glad that I did retire from standing behind the chair salon life, because brides, we literally probably have 20 to 30 inquiries a week right now wanting services. And it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Like, you can tell that some are like nurses because they'll message at 2 a.m. and think it's perfectly normal, you know? And I answer them then. Like, whenever. We are just have a passion for what we do. Like, if we could do it for free, we would. Our website is theblushingbrideky.com. Our phone number is 606-356-5743.
Carrie, Leanne, thank you all so much for giving us your time today on Chamber Connections. The Blushing Bride, located at 164 East Main Street in downtown Morehead. You have their contact information. Brides, if you're listening out there and you're thinking that you would like to engage more conversation with both Carrie and Leanne, please reach out. And that's a wrap for this week's edition of Chamber Connection, brought to you by WIVY 96.3 and WKCA 97.7. If you would like to be a guest on Chamber Connections, contact the Morehead Round County Chamber of Commerce at 606-784-6221 or email jsloan@moreheadchamber.com.
Chamber Connections is a weekly look at what's going on with the Morehead Round County Chamber of Commerce and Area Economic Development, airing here on WIVY 96.3 FM and WKCA 97.7 FM, and streaming on WIVYradio.com and WKCARadio.com. We feature new businesses, old businesses, and events and activities in the region. The Chamber website is MoreheadChamber.com, and they're on social media at Facebook, X, and Instagram. Call them at 606-784-6221. Join us next time for Chamber Connections.